Thank you all for coming. I would introduce Nicholas to you, but I think he brought you all. I don't think there's all the necessity of doing that, and his choir. And anyway, we're very much looking forward to what you have to tell us.
Well, thank you, Mother Melania, and mothers and sisters. Let me introduce our quartet, Genevieve Richardson, Tom Pelitzer, and Justin Margidich. And then, when in Vespers, we will have about a 10-voice group that we thought for musical examples to keep it compact. So what I would like to do, this is not a lecture. I thought what I simply picked many pieces from the Lenten services that resonate with me and that I know that people enjoy listening to. And then I began to think about them. And I made a little framework. So I'm going to give the framework, put the framework up on the board there, and then we'll start singing. And the visual might help a little bit just to know how things fit together. So there are many different levels occurring in Lent. But remember, this is not a lecture, and I'm not going to quiz you after, so you don't get to, it's not a hardcore liturgics. So one theme we have starting a month before Lent, we have the Sundays begin to happen in the Triodion. So we have this line of Sundays that go from the publican and the Pharisee, and even before that to Zacchaeus going up in the tree to see Jesus passing by, all the way to Pascha, and then past Pascha to Pentecost and All Saints. Now on these Sundays, we start out the themes there. The themes are repentance and forgiveness. And these themes keep coming back on the Sundays. And the most famous and popular hymn of the Saturday night service, and you'll also hear it in the Sunday liturgy sometimes, "Open to me the doors of repentance, O life giver." Pokayanya, this moment, and it has to do with both you're seeking repentance, but part of that is asking everyone's forgiveness and receiving God's forgiveness. So we have repentance and forgiveness. They go all the way across like an arc up to Lazarus Saturday and Palm Sunday. Then when we get to Lent proper starts here, and we have the liturgy of Saint Basil. And this is what we're serving on the Lenten Sundays. Now, some people may think because it's longer and the prayers are longer that that's more penitential. Actually, this is not the psychology of the early Christians. It was, if it's longer, it's more festal. And therefore, the liturgy of Saint Basil is like this wonderful festal, almost dessert. After going through a whole week of Lent, you're given this wonderful cap over this beautiful, so that everyone can rejoice more. So if you only come to church on Sunday mornings in Lent, you're coming to the festal part and not to the deep repentance part. But along with that, they're still open to me the doors of repentance to hold us down a little bit so we don't get too excited. Okay, so there's this theme. The Sundays go across. Then, on the weekdays, Monday through Friday, we have, once Lent starts, we have some blocks. For instance, we have the first week of Lent, and the theme of that is the canon of St. Andrew of Crete, a helper and protector, and we'll sing a little bit of that. Then, after the first week, we have some more weeks that bring this material back. Then we come up to what we're coming up to now, the fifth week. And that has a grand reprise of the canon of repentance of St. Andrew of Crete. Before this, we've had the cross. And you'll notice today's gospel is the gospel after the transfiguration, when Christ has come down from the mountain. And the disciples are saying, why couldn't we handle the situation with that young man? And then the end of the gospel points to the resurrection. So as soon as we get to this point, we're beginning to look at the past. passion and resurrection of Christ, as opposed to repentance, fasting, charitable works. Okay? Then we have, in the sixth week, we're really looking forward to the text Monday through Friday, say, Lazarus is getting sick, he's going to die, Jesus is going to come to resurrect Lazarus, and that's already showing us the road to the crucifixion. And then we have Holy Week here. Okay? So this is, just a little something to help place the music we're about to sing. Now, what we do have, there are two trees, let's call it that, or two plants that reach out. One of them is the pre-sanctified liturgy. And the pre-sanctified, it goes and it's going into all of these weeks like this, even into Holy Week. And what the pre-sanctified liturgy is, it's an expanded Vespers, an expanded Lenten Vespers with the distribution of Holy Communion. Sometimes people think of it more as they divorce it from the Vespers and they're thinking, oh, it's a liturgy. It is a liturgy, but it's a liturgy that flows out of an expanded Lenten Vespers. And this is also one of the favorite services and parts. It has the beautiful trio. We'll sing a little bit, Let My Prayer Arise. Now the powers of heaven, O taste and see that the Lord is good. There's one other kind of bush that reaches out, and these are the memorials for the departed, memorial services. And it also, not as many as the pre-sanctified, but there are liturgies on Saturdays and other times where those who have gone before us are remembered. Well, this is obvious. What are we reaching to? Holy Week, it's the death and resurrection of Christ. So, of course, we remember the death of everyone, of our family, our friends, of the whole human race, because they're all going to rise with Christ eventually. So that's a theme that's underlying a lot of what's happening. Okay, now, you can see the kind of notes, I think. So here I have to just scan it a little bit. Before we're going to begin by singing a very simple setting by Boris Lipkovsky, Open to Me the Doors of Repentance, just to set the mood. But I would like to tell a story. And this was told to me by Father Vladimir in Palo Alto. It's a story about forgiveness. And his family comes from the Pskov region, which is in northwestern Russia, very near the Estonian border. It's very lovely. The Monastery of the Caves is there. It has our church, our cathedral in Los Angeles. The architecture is based on the Pskov architecture. So Father Vladimir, we're talking about 1992, 1993, somewhere in there. He wanted to go and serve as a priest in churches where his grandparents and his family had been. So he went and he was asked to hear confessions. So and in Russia, the confession line is very, very, very long. So he was hearing confessions and on and on and on. And finally, this elderly woman, very bad legs, coming on two canes, came up to him for confession, and she said, Father, I am going to die soon, and God is not going to forgive me. She says, what I've done in my life is so horrible, God will not forgive what I've done. And he said, what's going on? And she said, I was a worker in a concentration camp. And she said, I actually I abused the prisoners. This is in Stalin's time. I abused the prisoners. I was terrible. And she said, even when these people, when they would die, and it would be frozen, and we would just throw it she said she would take bones off from the bodies and give them to her dogs. And she said, you know, how can God forgive me? I, you know, look at the people here in the church. It was their grandparents, their priests, you know, their people. I destroyed them, and God will never forgive me. And so Father Vladimir, he said, well, you know, let's take a step back. Before asking God for forgiveness, why don't we ask people around us for forgiveness? And so she had been kneeling for confession. So he helped her up, and she turned around, and she asked some people to help her kneel, and she faced the whole congregation of these people, and she told them, she says, you know, this is what I did. I killed your grandparents. I killed your priests. I gave the bones to feed my dogs. Yeah, she said, God cannot forgive me, but I ask your forgiveness. And Father Vladimir said, everyone in the church went down on their knees, and they said, God forgive you, Mother, and forgive us. And so they helped her up, and Father Vladimir gave her the absolution. She came to the liturgy the next morning. She received Holy Communion, and she died that day. And through the church network, he said, thousands upon thousands of people came to pray at her funeral. So, we're going to sing Open to Me, the Doors of Repentance.